In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Imogene White, age 71, of Campbellsville, died Thursday at the University of Louisville Hospital after an illness. She is survived by two sons and daughters-in-law, Donnie White and Alan Ken and Pam White, all of Campbellsville, three daughters and sons-in-law, Teresa White and Connie Sue and Chris Tucker of Campbellsville, Loretta and Barry Arnett of Greene County, nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, one brother and four sisters, Alex Wise of Raywick, Clydene Sanders of Findlay, Dorothy Ann Cornett of Raywick, Bertha Richardson of Campbellsville, one sister-in-law, Joyce Emerson of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Imogene White will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Joseph Elder Yates, age 61, of Willisburg, formerly of Louisville, died Tuesday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Anna Louise Brady Yates, three daughters, Kathy Yates of Louisville, Melinda Yates of Willisburg, Bonnie Phelps of Louisville, two sons, Wesley Yates of Bardstown, Michael Yates of Willisburg, three brothers and five sisters, five grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Joseph Elder Yates will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Rose Catholic Church in Springfield, with burial in the Holy Trinity Catholic Church at Fredericksburg. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Mabel Milby Utenhove, age 94, of Summersville, passed away Thursday in Greensburg. She is survived by four daughters and three sons-in-law, Marjorie and Charles Young of California, Geneva and Brooks Milby of Summersville, Mary Milby of Summersville, Judy and Mike Durrett of Summersville. Two sons and daughters-in-law, Douglas and Sandy Milby of Illinois, Gary and Vicki Milby of Summersville, one sister, Mary Underwood of Campbellsville, 20 grandchildren, 37 great-grandchildren, and 8 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mabel Milby Utenhove will be today at 12 o'clock in Buda, Illinois, with burial in Illinois. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mr. Scott Neal Lyle, age 40, of Bardstown, a native of Greene County, died Friday at Baptist East Hospital in Louisville. Survivors include his wife, Kim Redmond Lyle, his mother, Avis Gladell Bishop Lyle of Louisville, one daughter and son-in-law, Brittany Lyle and Wesley Lyle, both of Bardstown, three brothers, Larry Lyle of Bardstown, Stephen Lyle and Joe Lyle, both of Louisville, one sister, Pam Sturgill of Louisville. Funeral services for Scott Neal Lyle will be at noon today, Central Time, at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Lyletown Cemetery. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to St. Jude Children's Hospital or to Cosair Charities. Mr. William Russell Beard, age 79, of Niffley, died Saturday at Taylor Regional Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Bernice Beard, six sons and daughters-in-law, Russell and Nelda Beard, Johnny and Melinda Beard, Robert and Becky Beard, all of Niffley, Jack and Luann Beard, David and Madonna Beard, all of Campbellsville, Dennis and Marcella Beard of Dunville, 10 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, one brother, Luke Beard of Niffley, one sister, Christine Bailey of Florida. Funeral services for William Russell Beard will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Lionwood Funeral Home with burial in the Robinson Chapel Cemetery. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock Tuesday at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Brenda Lou Markham, age 62, of Ravine Way, Campbellsville, died Saturday at her residence after an illness. She is survived by her daughters and sons-in-law, Pam and Tim Benningfield of Glendale, Lisa and Tim Martis, Amanda and Wes Vaughn of Campbellsville, Kim Matney of Houstonville, one stepdaughter and son-in-law, Jennifer and Stephen Carter of Mount Washington, 11 grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, two brothers and sisters-in-law, Holland and Patty Milby, Mike and Teresa Milby of Campbellsville, three sisters and brothers-in-law, Doris and Gabe Gabehart, Sue and James Southern, Sharon and Randall Sharp, all of Campbellsville, her mother-in-law, Wanda Markham of Louisville. Funeral services for Brenda Lou Markham will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock Tuesday at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family request that donations be made to the Family Funeral Fund at the funeral home. Mrs. Anita Dempler, age 83, of Louisville, died Sunday in Louisville. She is survived locally by a daughter and son-in-law, Rhonda and Rudy Renfo of Greene County. Funeral arrangements for Anita Dempler are incomplete and will be announced later by the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.